Obama, McCain, Palin, and Biden, they're going trick-or-treating. What do they wear?
Who you want first?
Oh, any order you want to go.
Barack Obama.
Want to go? I want to go to fucking Florida right now.
Barack Obama would be in a George Bush the second costume. Palin, she'd be in a Hillary Clinton costume. Biden. A Richard Nixon costume. And who's left?
McCain
would be, oh, he'd be dressed up as a trooper, I don't know. He'd be in some fatigue troops, fight whatever the army's making them wear over in Afghanistan.
Okay, just kind of like army fatigues.
Army fatigues. He's always talking about how much he's in the war and how he survived and all stuff like that. He probably lives in those past days.
Obama, McCain, Palin, and Biden are going trick or treating soon. What are their costumes?
Obama, Count Dracula. Biden, Toto. John McCain. Oh man, that's tough. I see like a bunch of different, like, he looks like he could be a jack-o'-lantern, or he looks like he could be like a goblin of some sort. And then Sarah Palin, a Barbie doll. Or Dorothy from Wizard of Oz, walking Biden.
So that's two Wizard of Oz, because you said Toto, right?
Yeah. Yep, that's right.
Now, would they go out together in Trick or Treat?
Yeah, I think so. I think they'd all go out together. But at the end of the night, most likely, Sarah Palin will bag snatch from everybody or put razors in their apples or whatever they get. I don't know.
Obama, McCain, Palin, and Biden are going trick-or-treating. What do they wear?
Double.
Yeah. Hey, I see McCain bitch ass in a ballerina outfit. Matter of fact, I see that nigga in a goddamn tuxedo. He old as hell, boy. He gonna make it past next week. He gonna have a heart attack, boy. He old as hell.
What about Palin? Palin or?
Hey, she can get it.
Tell my old girl.
The girl from Alaska, right? Hey, I don't impregnate that girl. My name is Rob Martin.
Well, she can suck a dick, though.
Right, Obama?
Obama, I picture that nigga out there in the suit, just chilling. Taking a little...
He'd be in a George Bush costume.
With some Jordans on.
Biden?
Why can't he have some Newport Air?
You said Biden? I told you, in the suit.
I thought that was McCain.
Oh, yeah, you talking about Biden?
Biden.
Biden right behind him, man, with them Jordans on, boy, in a dicky outfit.
Obama, McCain, Palin, Biden, they're going trick-or-treating. What are their costumes?
Oh, that's good. I'm going to say McCain's a corpse. I'm going to say, what should Palin be? Palin's a moose hunter. She's a moose hunter. Because, you know what? She's already got all the gear. What would Obama go as? I'm going to say Obama's probably a hidden diabetic and does not go trick-or-treating. But Biden, he's a...
Cat girl costume.
I'm going to say he goes as Ted Kennedy.
What? Obama, McCain, Palin, and Biden are going trick-or-treating. What do they wear?
I'd say nothing, because I like naked people.
Obama, McCain, and Palin, and Biden. No, they're going trick-or-treating. What do they wear?
Well, let's hear it, babe.
Well, you can all throw down.
You're creative.
All right, everyone, if you got thoughts, lay them out.
Let's see. Palin would have to wear...
Palin's talking about Alaska.
Palin has to wear some kind of hot secretary outfit. Obama would have to wear just a plain box, because nobody wants to see his dumb ass. That's it.
Now, what about Biden?
He's going to talk about his last 35 years in the Senate.
He's a made-up character.
He's going to talk about how
they can speak. That's what it is. Xbox 360, yeah. McCain is a genius. He is amazing.
So he'd go as a genius?
McCain will wear a mummy mask.
Because you look like you've already been embalmed.
Genius. Alright, next question.
I don't mean to be partisan.
Obama, McCain, Palin, and Biden are going trick-or-treating. Obama, what do they wear?
Obama is gonna win.
What do they wear?
A toga.
A toga. Obama, McCain.
Obama!
And Biden are going trick-or-treating. What are they wearing?
He looks like the...
I don't vote. I don't know. Okay, okay, I got this.
No, it's your name.
I got
Rivers
this.
Cuomo?
No.
You look like Weezer.
You think so?
Palin?
I think so.
Palin is dressed up like a pit bull with lipstick. And,
Biden.
Biden is dressed
don't
up
vote.
Like Johnny Crockett with that smile he had at the debate last night. Johnny Crockett. And, Obama is dressed up like Palin to make fun of her because she's a dykey cunt bitch. Sorry, you can edit that.
No, it's the internet. We can say
oh,
whatever
cool.
We want.
Fuck that cunt. I hate her. And then, who's left? Oh, McCain. He doesn't even have to dress up. He's going to be a grandpa because he's older than the state that Palin lives in and governs. He's older than that.
You got time for more? Are you leaving?
Until their cigarettes are burnt out.
Okay. Obama, McCain, Palin, and Biden, they're going trick-or-treating. Yep. What do they dress up as?
Obama's going to win the election.
So he dresses up as the winning election?
Obama would wear...
Ask transfer it.
No, everyone can answer.
Answer it.
Obama only takes people who give dark chocolate out. That's it.
Wait.
Wow. A bit racist. I don't know.
You're out of the
question. Obama, McCain, Palin, and Biden are going trick-or-treating. What do they dress up as?
Obama would wear an Abraham Lincoln outfit.
Soccer mom.
Palin, soccer mom.
Palin dresses herself because she's a dumb whore from Alaska.
Mom, hockey mom.
She sweats the hockey moms.
I think she might be a dyke. Hockey mom.
She might be a dyke because she loves the hockey moms, you know? That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Biden?
Anything else for you?
But we got to answer everyone. Biden
is going to be the Grim Reaper. Just because he's the second cousin of the Grim Reaper.
All right. McCain?
McCain?
I felt last night he lost the debate because he answered a lot of questions incorrect. He answered a lot of questions incorrect, and his political party went ahead and addressed those situations later on throughout the debate.
I'm going to go home and take a poop.
McCain's going to be Captain
Planet.
I love
you. Call me tomorrow.
Seriously, I got
to... Obama, McCain. Is it Palin and Biden? They're going trick-or-treating. What do they wear?
I think Joe Biden's going to wear something extremely funny and comical because he's, you know, he's hard in the politics, but I think he'd be funny, you know, when he's just going out trick-or-treating. Palin, I think, would wear some lame costume because she's not really very intelligent. And I think she'd dress up as something very stereotypical and safe because she's always worried about her reputation.
McCain,
I don't even think he would ever go out trick-or-treating. He's too mean-spirited for that. But if he did go out trick-or-treating, I think he'd probably dress up as like some sort of Budweiser man so that he could please his wife who gave him, you know, all this money to make him rich from Budweiser.
Did you do Obama or just Biden?
I haven't done Obama yet. If Obama could go trick-or-treating...
No, he is. Not could. He is. Obama. What's he dressed up as?
Obama's going trick-or-treating. Who's he dressed up as? I think he's going to dress up as a Chicago White Sox player because he loves the Chicago White Sox and they're in the MLB right now. They're in the playoffs. So if he had to go right now, you know, as long as they're still in the playoffs and things are going well for the White Sox, I think he's going as a White Sox player.
Obama, McCain, Palin, and Biden are going trick-or-treating. What do they go as?
I think Sarah Palin needs to go as one of the members of the Chinese gymnastics team. She needs to act like she's underage because she's not experienced enough to be vice president. Frankly, I think that if, you know, it's not a possibility, but it is a probability that John McCain could suffer a heart attack or something in office. This woman will be the president.
John McCain's older than the state that Sarah Palin governs.
I know.
He's old balls.
I agree with that, and that's why I think she should...
Want to get married?
Yes.
Okay. Obama, McCain, Palin, and Biden are going trick-or-treating.
All right, hey, thanks. Have a good night. Will do.
They're going trick-or-treating.
Okay.
What do they wear?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I wish I would have been much more sober to answer this question. Okay, so Palin dresses as a Halloween bomb. Orange hoodie with a jack-o'-lantern on it. McCain dresses as himself because he loves himself. And Obama... Hey, what does Obama go as for Halloween?
A taxpaying blue collar man?
Yeah, awesome, awesome.
That's Biden.
Biden? Biden goes as God because, like, I mean, honestly, I am voting for Ron Paul in my mind, but I will definitely place my vote for Obama because I hate McCain.
Now, let's say Ron Paul, he's a little late, but they catches up to him. Yes, it is.
A little late? Okay, so I'm...
But he's going trick-or-treating as well.
Ron Paul goes trick-or-treating?
Hey, you know Biden got in trouble for plagiarizing as a sitting, senator.
Go to Qdoba. Make sure you go there.
Thanks.
Okay. Biden plagiarized his own will.
Ron Paul should go to Halloween as... George Washington.
Hey,
right.
Let's go get some shots.
Yes, thank you.
So Obama, McCain, Palin, and Biden are going trick or treating. What do they dress up as?
Obama's gonna dress up as a Sasquatch. Palin's gonna dress up as a prostitute, and McCain's gonna dress up as George Bush.
Biden. No, Biden. You forgot about Joe Biden.
He's gonna dress up as Hitler.
And he's gonna go
to Qdoba.
No.
They're going trick-or-treating. What do they dress up as?
Obama,
McCain, Palin, and Biden.
Who are they going
to
dress up as?
Okay, Obama's going to dress like Bill Clinton so he can try to win.
Oh, snap.
Oh, I like you.
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap.
Obama, McCain, Palin, and Biden are going trick-or-treating.
Really?
What do they dress up as?
Oh, crap. Well, let's see. Obama can go by himself because a black man walking around at night is scary enough. Yes, I do. McCain could probably go as a prisoner of war, simply for fun, because, you know. Palin would go as an Eskimo, because she's from Alaska, you know. And Biden, that's a tricky one. What would Biden go as? Yeah, this is going to be a difficult one for Biden.
Shit.
We can return to it.
Okay.
You want to stew over it?
Huh?
You want to stew over it a bit?
Yeah.
All right, next one.
You can ask him.
You want to answer questions in our radio show?
Yeah.
How does politics haze you?
I don't quite understand. By haze, you mean just kind of confuse or like...
However you want to take it. Haze in terms of confusion, possibly like physical violence, like hazing in fraternities.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Well, at this point right now, I gotta say that I'm very, very, very tired of politics. Like, it's just been crazy saturated, and, like, in my mind, that's all, like, you know, whenever, like, you're with friends and, you know, you're having a conversation, that politics comes up all the time, and these four candidates, you know, and I think anything's better than George W. Bush. But I really hope that Obama and Biden win, but I have to be truthful that I'm sick of all of them right now. So that's just, you know, I'm getting kind of burnt out from it.
How does politics haze you?
As far as hazing me, it hazes, I don't let it get to me. It more hazes my friends and my family, which is what they're going through. And I think that they don't understand it as much because they don't want to be involved in it as much. And I think that's wrong by them. I think more African Americans should get involved in politics because there's a lot to learn.
How do politics haze you?
How do politics haze me? I'm not sure if haze is the proper verb for the way... Oh, I know what you're doing. I remember this. I don't know. How have politics hazed me?
Not how they have. How do they?
How do they currently haze me? I don't know. All right, they canceled The Office for the debate. How's that for you? That makes me miserable, and that counts as hazing. They canceled it. And I don't even really, really like The Office, But I had to hear everybody complain that they missed The Office, which really sucks. I mean, I would have watched it, you know, kind of in, kind of out. But hearing people whine about it, that really sucks.
Wait, how does politics haze you?
Actually, they do by the economy. You know what I mean? Like, less, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody got no jobs out here. Everybody got to grind for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Everybody out here trying to pay bills, and they can't even pay bills, no jobs, boy. What you gonna do? Like, you know what I'm saying?
How does politics haze you?
Haze me? I've been through a lot of hazing.
I just got him to register to vote. So
yeah, good man.
2 days ago. Two days ago, man.
Finally. You don't know how long I've been harassing him for it.
Yeah.
Which is between a douche and a turd sandwich, as South Park would say. as per usual. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say McCain's a douche and Obama's a turd sandwich.
I like it.
How does politics haze you?
You know, what I really hate is people bitching about Palin. That's what I hate, because there was, I'm not going to call out any names, but there was a letter in the Exponent today, Friday, October 3rd, 2008, talking about, basically bitching about Palin because she has no experience. And you know what? I'm okay with a woman actually being a woman. They were bitching about how she was not she was not accommodating to the women's rights movement. I'm like, you know what? I was gonna say something really bad, but I'm gonna say she was. I don't even know what to say about her. The person who wrote about that was not. She wasn't a thinker.
Detroit, what up? Detroit, what up?
What up, Detroit? Big D, Dirty Dozen, D12.
What is that?
It's an internet radio show. Is this like live or what?
No, it's time phase.
Oh, I know. I was downstairs listening to my Will Smith CD.
Big Willie style. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
How does politics haze you?
Excuse me. You ever heard of Qdoba?
Yes.
We got a special going on here. Buy one, get one.
Please. Do I have to sign up for a card?
Buy one, get one Qdoba.
Alright.
Get a card.
Oh, thanks.
Absolutely, man.
All right.
What do you do this for?
Internet.
Internet? Can I get a little free?
Here. One more, please.
Yeah, can I get a little free promo?
Sure.
Qdoba, buy one, get one free right here. Get a card.
Sounds good.
Excellent.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Zach.
Zach, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. Have a good night.
Absolutely.
You
like $5?
Can I talk about Obama?
Yeah, here. You gotta talk about my questions, though.
Throw out the window if you got $5.
How does politics haze you?
Haze?
Not gonna happen.
I don't know. I'm not sure what that means.
What do you think it means? There's no right or wrong.
Haze? Like, go against you?
How does politics haze you?
I'm gonna go ahead and say I'm a Republican. I would most likely, because of my culture, go with McCain, but I feel that our economy needs the change and that Obama would be better for our economy situation. I don't agree with the bailout bond. I don't agree with the bailout bond.
Okay, how does politics haze you?
How does it haze me? Oh, it's got me looking at the polls every day, making sure Obama's doing all right, and making sure people aren't getting the concepts mixed up. And I'm just been really dedicated to talking to people I know, making sure they're registered to vote, making sure they know the facts about Obama, making sure they know the facts about McCain, making sure the smears against Obama are proven false. And I really think it's important that Obama wins this election and restores America's pride amongst other nations.
How does politics haze you?
Politics haze you because it bombards you with every different negative aspect of the things that are going on that we as Americans are involved in, whether it's the war in Iraq, our economics going down the toilet basically, financial, the mortgage crisis, everything. It just attacks you and it makes you believe everything is going wrong. But yet the politics does not focus on the things that are going right and what should stay the same.
Right, well, you can jump in on the next one. You'll both answer. How does politics haze you?
Oh. Haze me? How does politics haze us, dude?
What?
How does politics haze you?
Republicans try to take away guns, dude?
Politics haze me because they just charge taxes and that just comes out of my pocket. For nothing. I don't get nothing back. What's that good? What good is that?
Taxes suck.
Go to Qdoba.
Exactly. We like $5 here, right?
Hey, you save your taxes and go to Qdoba.
You can only speak gibberish. What's the meaning of life?
Just for the people that don't know, that's how you talk Sim, okay?
You only speak gibberish. What's the meaning of life?
Wow, jeez. I just thought of pancakes, a big stack of pancakes with butter on top and syrup. So I guess that just means life, meaning of life.
Now, you only speak gibberish.
Oh. Life. Meaning of life. Just
in gibberish.
No,
that's fine. You can only speak gibberish. What's the meaning of life?
Shit.
Gibberish.
Dang, I can't even think of what I'm supposed to say.
I'm gonna suck your dick.
Well, you can say nonsensical words.
I'm just thinking, bullshit, hard times.
Live life one day at a time.
Trying to not get locked up. Food stamps. Government money. And big buses with big windows.
Extra big windows.
You can only speak gibberish.
Why? Whoa.
What's the meaning of life?
Meat black oak zigger.
Wait, you can only speak gibberish. What's the meaning of life? You only speak gibberish. What's the meaning of life? Gibberish.
Gibberish. That means no real words. Flagging, flagging.
You can only speak gibberish. What's the meaning of life?
Survive. Survival. You know what I'm saying? Only everybody, you know what I'm saying? Only fit to survive.
Now what about in gibberish?
That's the gibberish, boy. It just fitted this only the strong survive on your ass, boy, on my mind.
You only speak gibberish. What's the meaning of life?
We are
gibberish.
Penn State.
Gibberish.
We are Penn State.
Live life to the fullest. Live every day.
Hey.
Live every day like it's your last.
Nope.
You gotta take the good with the bad, smile with the sad, love what you got, and remember what you had.
You only speak gibberish. What's the meaning of life?
Meaning of life is getting paid and getting paid.
Gibberish.
Gibberish.
He rhymed it, so he wins.
So, no, wait. Doesn't Obama see, like, gibberish? Because he's like, I don't know. He's not American, so.
That's elite.
He's Islamic. He speaks Jewish.
So, like, McCain would say, an American, I'm an American. Obama would be like, but that's gibberish, so. Okay.
Wait, hang on.
I can see Lafayette from here. I have foreign policy experience.
I can see it. That means I relate.
You only speak gibberish. What's the meaning of life?
I just get velvets.
Wow. I love it.
No, wait.
How is the government healthy and unhealthy?
I think on the judicial part of it, as far as crime, the way they're putting away people for sex crimes, I think it's healthy. I think the tax dollars for the rich is unhealthy. I think that we need someone in office to look more out for the middle class. There's a lot more middle class than there is wealthy people out there. But judicial-wise, I think that there are a lot of people up and they're setting examples. And I think if you do something wrong, I think the murder charges need to be a little more harder. But as far as sex crimes and burglary, they're going by the book. That's the healthy and the unhealthy of it.
Is the government healthy?
No, it's not. I don't think the government is healthy because I feel that the government has a lot of... me personally, you know, I have to actually say that I I don't know much about what our government has, you know, does behind closed doors. I don't know anything what they do behind closed doors, but I feel that the government it helps and hurts. It's like a double-edged sword. I can't totally diss government, but at the same time, I don't totally support government, so I guess I'm on the fence with that.
How is the government healthy and unhealthy?
The government can suck my dick. No homo.
How is the government healthy?
You know what? I assume that they can all hire personal trainers, so they'd probably be in decent shape. But then when you take a look at them, none of them look like they're in that great of shape. So how is the government healthy? I'm going to say they're not. I'm going to go ahead and say they're not. I'm going to say that they're overweight and self-concerned, but not about their body appearance, more or less about their sense of power and how many chicks they can do and how much coke they can do. I'm going to say that's how they're healthy, by not being at all.
How is the government healthy or unhealthy?
Healthy or unhealthy? You know, they're talking about all that go green shit. Whatevs. Whatevs. It's all a huge scam. Fucking carbon footprints. Who gives a shit? You know what? I'm going to drive my effing Hummer.
You can say it. It's the internet.
Oh, I'm going to drive my effing Hummer.
No, you're fucking
I know. You know what? I'm a little bit... I'm kind of respectable. I'm going to say... And you know what? I think effing sounds funnier.
How is the government healthy or unhealthy?
That's a strong question.
Right now, it's
partisanship is very unhealthy.
It's
for
be
sure.
Unhealthy if
I'm a hardcore Republican, but not. It's unhealthy. It's not good. It's not very good right now.
Can I get an independent? Anybody? No?
We're Republicans here.
All right. You guys suck. Are you Democrats? You guys suck.
Candace, like, say something, not give a reason.
USA! Believe me, I love this country. And I don't want to see it led in the wrong direction, is what I'm saying.
Okay. I catch what you're throwing, but
I believe in the Constitution more than anything, and that's what it's all about. They laid it out for us.
How is the government healthy or unhealthy?
Well, we got a healthy government in the fact that it hasn't collapsed with all the problems that we've had lately. But it's unhealthy in the fact that it's had problems that, you know, everybody has different solutions, and yet no one's willing to compromise on a, you know, just a big plan to set that will help with everything. Because no one solution covers everything, and yet no one's willing to compromise, so everything, all the problems can be addressed, situated, and handled.
How is the government healthy or unhealthy?
Currently, the government is unhealthy because, George W. Bush is in office, and even more dangerous than that is Dick Cheney's our vice president right now. He's one of the most corrupt people ever to enter Washington. It's healthy because a great man by the name of Barack Obama is in the lead in the polls right now, and America realizes that that's what we need for our president, and I really hope that continues, and I really hope that's who we elect on November 4th. And if we elect him on November 4th, we're going to be really making the right step from unhealthy to healthy. It's not going to fix everything right away, but it's definitely the right step.
Is the government healthy or unhealthy? How is the government?
How is the government? As of right now, George Bush is fucking our society. Therefore, we are getting bent over and fucked in the ass. Get rid of George Bush, and we will be okay.
Amen, brother.
Final thoughts?
Yeah. Actually, fall is here. It came here within the matter of 2 days, and my body and many others' bodies and minds are being tested right now, so I hope that we can all just be healthy and make it through this, and hopefully I can avoid the SAD and all that jazz, which everyone goes through, I'm sure. And let's just have a great fall and great winter, and can't wait for the spring to come back.
Final thoughts?
Man, I just hope... If it's McCain or Obama or Biden or Palin, I just hope that it's time for a change. I mean, it's just, I mean, I'm not against McCain. I'm not totally for Obama. But I just want someone in the office that knows what they're doing, someone that's going to actually try to make a change instead of just up here talking this bullshit on debate, talking about what they're going to do. Everybody talked that. But the only man I really believe that did something for this damn country was my man Bill Clinton. When he was in office, shit was real.
Thank you.
Excellent.
And we were all rich.
Final thoughts?
Really glad to see you again.
We're glad to see you as well.
All right, awesome.
All right, well, thank you. Final thoughts?
The government can suck my dick, no homo.
No homo.
Final thoughts?
I really hope that somebody really good wins the election, honestly. And Biden is a dumbass.
And,
no, honestly.
The debate.
No,
they McCain agree everything. Obama's they're not
McCain,
different.
McCain, Obama. But Biden, it's going to come down to Biden and fucking Palin.
Did anybody else watch the debate?
And Biden is a dumbass.
Did anybody watch the
debate?
And
Palin's pretty hot. Biden is
hot. Yeah, he really fucking is
hot. I told
him.
Palin is
built. No, you have any final thoughts?
I like it.
Thanks.
Like Jerry's final thought from, Jerry.
Right.
Yes. Yes. All right, so, my final thought is, you know what? Sometimes life throws you curveballs, but you know what? All you gotta do is be awesome. All you gotta do is be awesome. Arlen out.
Final thoughts? Vote for Barack Obama, Biden. They know what to do. You know, you'll see commercials from McCain saying that they're gonna raise taxes, but for most American families, they're not gonna raise taxes. With McCain, I mean, I don't question his motives. I know he loves America, but he really doesn't know what we need right now. And Barack Obama does. He was raised on food stamps. He got everything for himself. He knows what it's like to come from nothing. And we need someone who knows how to realize that American dream, not someone who used their family ties to get in the Naval County Academy and married into money. We need Barack Obama. Final thoughts?
I'm not voting, so. I mean, you would think that I would vote for Obama simply because, you know, he's black and it's cool and everybody needs change and the White House needs to stop being white, but I just don't care enough. I have no sympathy for our government.
I love Obama. He's fucking sexy.
Final thoughts?
That's
go to Qdoba.
Watch the Colbert Report.
I'm gonna have to go with Colbert Report. He's a good guy.
Excellent. Thank you.
I don't think anyone should regulate the internet. I think the concept of the internet was originally revolved around the idea that nobody was regulating it. I think that it was an exciting new medium for information for people that were excited about a medium of information that wasn't regulated. So when you start regulating the internet, it becomes just like every other medium for information, and it loses what was special about it, and eventually it'll become extremely unexciting if that's the feature of the internet. So that's what I would say.
We'll be there. How's it going?
Hi.
Welcome aboard, gay. What are you again?
What's up with that?
What's up with that?
What's up with that?
A show
not hosted by
Ryan Hill.
Hey, don't pull.
What?
Are you really hooked
don't
up?
Don't pull.
Is that your diabetic thing?
Where are you located at?
On the internet.
On the internet. Yeah, awesome.
Everywhere.
Do you have your own show?
Uh-huh.
Well, you see, I have headphones and I got curly hair. What do you know?
What?
Trey!
Hey!
How's it going?
Hey, I got hair!
Hey, Anastasio!
Trey!
I got hair to be!